Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Coast Guard Station Tawas in East Tawas is Brett Harrell. How are you today, Brett?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. What's your rank with the Coast Guard, Brett?
I'm a Petty Officer 3rd Class.
Oh, very nice. How long have you been with the Coast Guard?
About 9 years now.
9 years. Must enjoy it very much.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very good. This is a big event for you guys every year. You're putting on your food drive. You've been doing this for quite a few years now, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been doing it quite a long time now with some great success.
Yeah, and it's going on, right now, I would imagine. You guys just got started on it?
Yep, it started just a few days ago,
yeah.
And we'll be running it for the next month now.
All right, very good. Now, where can they drop off food items? Is that what you're looking for predominantly? It's food items, right, for the food drive?
Yep, canned food. We got several locations here in Tawas, Walmart, Save-A-Lot, Neiman's, Do It Best, New Vision Eye Care, Kleenos, Brew Crew are some of the places that they can drop cans off at.
Very good. Yeah, drop those canned goods off, box goods off there. And everything you bring in, does that stay right here in our local area?
It does. It'll get distributed off to different churches and different organizations that try to help feed families that can't afford it during the holidays.
Yeah, indeed, especially at this time of year. And kind of a twist with you guys, because not only are you collecting, but for everything you collect, you got to do some work for this.
Yep, every can that gets collected, all of us here at the station will do a mile per can, either run, bike, walk, something to get out there. And then every year we do a run through town, trailer in the boat, and get a lot of honks and just try to get that out there.
Wow. Now, do you each have to do that, or do you guys kind of rotate that around? Because I know you get a lot of items. That's a lot of running or biking to do.
Yeah, so every mile per person.
Wow. Yeah. Man, oh man. So you've been working on this, you know, through the months of October and September to get ready for this?
Yep, all year long, we're ready for this run.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you guys are always in great shape anyway, but on average, you know, you said you've been doing this for quite a few years. On average, about how many miles are do you have to run or bike? What are some of the numbers you've had in the past years?
I know probably between the last 2 years I've been doing it, there's been probably about 500 to 600 cans that have been donated. So we get out and...
500 or 600 miles that comes into then.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, we're going to hope to even better that this year. Let's really make you guys work, right?
Right. Yeah, we're up for the task to help people out.
Indeed. Now, if they want, can they come on out to the Coast Guard station too and, you know, get to meet you guys too?
Yeah, anybody's able to come drop off stuff they want, get a tour of the station. If the boats are still in the water, we can... and show people around the boats. We're always happy to show the community around.
No doubt about it. Now, where is the Coast Guard station located?
We're at 600 Lighthouse Road.
Yeah.
Right before you get into the state park, we're right there on the right.
At the end of, pretty much at the end of Tawas Point there.
Yep.
Yeah, and the food drive is going on right now, and you said for about a month or so, you guys wrap it up, what, in mid-December or so?
Yep, right around Christmas,
yeah.
So we can get that stuff out for people.
No doubt. And again, for anybody who wasn't paying real close attention early on, where are some of the places that they can drop off their canned goods?
We have Walmart, Save-A-Lot, Neiman's, Do It Best, New Vision, Kleenos, Brew Crew, and Friel's Market.
Yeah, drop off your canned goods, your dry goods, and let's help out some needy people here in the area. And for every can collected, they bike or run a mile. That's amazing. Well, Brett, if they want more information, how would they get more info on the food drive you guys are doing?
Anybody's welcome to call the station
here.
It's 989-362-4429, and anybody can answer any questions that people have.
Very good. The Tawas food drive from the Coast Guard Station Tawas going on right now. So make your donations and let's help out some needy in the area. And Brett Harrell from the Coast Guard. Brett, we appreciate your time today on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you very much.